Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. When Things Got Crazy, Dong, by David Collins. This story is read by the author.
Coming of age in the 1960s, I spent a lot of time in darkened coffee houses, choking on the smoke, snapping my fingers to bad poetry, talking earnestly about imagery and symbolism in Antonioni and Fellini, Truffaut and Godard, auteurs whose work I only half understood, at best. But even then, I knew that for me those films were literally and metaphorically foreign, that I would never experience the kinds of things I was seeing on screen. That changed in 1967, when my soon-to-be wife and I watched Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney in Two for the Road. Too much in love to credit the darker parts of the storyline, we focused on the summer they met, hitchhiked together across France, fell in love, and decided to marry. That, we decided then and there, would be our honeymoon. Married in June 1968, we flew out of Boston and into the night. In the cargo hold, our two heavy backpacks. In our pockets, too little money. Hellbound for a summer of adventure in France, we didn't care. That's when things got crazy. Coming into France from Belgium, we found ourselves that first night at a camping near Dunkirk. "Don't walk on the beach," the man in charge warned as we checked in. When I asked why, he had a ready answer. "Mines, left over from the war. People have been killed." In Rouen, our next stop, the one-eyed woman in charge of the small hotel where we tried to book a room took one look at my blonde hair, concluded I was German, and turned us away. What Faulkner said about the past. A kindly man who went out of his way to drive us to Le Camping in Amiens took us first on a tour of the city's poorer neighborhoods, tumble-down houses and communal wells that took the place of indoor plumbing, the perfect backdrop for his extended lecture on why we should embrace communism. When we camped by the side of the causeway at Mont-Saint-Michel, our open fire caught the attention of the locals. We were almost arrested. Not what we expected, we thought, as Le Metro carried us into the center of Paris. Paris will be less crazy. It wasn't. Busy with school and wedding preparations, we had paid too little attention to current events in France. We knew about Les Événements de Mai, about the students and workers who had joined forces to protest antiquated rules and regulations. We didn't know that when we emerged from the underground at the Place Saint-Michel, the square would be swarming with uniforms, that the Compagnie Républicaine de Sécurité, riot police infamous for their brutality, had been brought in to keep the city kids in line. Every night for a week, we joined the French students marching in the streets, chanted anti-government slogans, and joyfully defied authority. Until the tear gas flew. Until the CRS raised their batons and chased us through the streets, eyes and lungs burning from the gas. Not what we expected, we thought, as we stood by the side of the road, thumbs out, bound for the Côte d'Azur. Things will calm down in the south. We rode in rickety deux chevaux with French students high on politics and a variety of other things, sang the Marseillaise and the Internationale as the miles rolled by. We rode on winding roads with truckers convinced both lanes were theirs. We spent 2 days and more in a small town somewhere in Les Montagnes Noires as car after car sped by, raising the dust around us. My wife fended off propositions from aging Frenchmen whose leering eyes should have been warning enough. It was in the south that things really got crazy. We were standing as ever by the side of the road, thumbs out, when a convoy of trucks rolled by. French soldiers on a training exercise. As the last struck passed, we watched as a small ball tossed from the back bounced across the road toward us. We tracked the ball, bounce by bounce, closer and closer, until we realized that the thing bouncing toward us was a hand grenade. I pushed my wife into the ditch by the side of the road, kicked the grenade as hard as I could and joined her. Seconds later, the grenade did what hand grenades do. It exploded. The bang rang in our ears. White powder flew everywhere. A practice grenade. Hard to tell the difference when you have only seconds to react. It was all over in a flash. That moment with the hand grenade, that crazy summer in France. Only the memories remain, and the question people ask when spurred on by too many glasses of wine, I tell the story. Would you do it again? Edith Piaf gave me the answer in a song even older than my story. Je ne regrette rien.
Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.